Today from the Ohio Newsroom, a resurgence of black bears.
Support for Today from the Ohio Newsroom comes from Ohio CASA. 15,000 Ohio children are in foster care at any given time. CASA volunteers advocate for these children. Information at ohiocasa.org.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Erin Gottsacker. Black bears were wiped out of Ohio entirely in the mid-1800s, and the state still lists them as an endangered species. But lately, they've been spotted everywhere from the woods of Ashtabula in northeast Ohio to neighborhoods in Cincinnati.
A sudden spike in bear sightings are coming in from across the tri-state.
Police officers catching this black bear enjoying the park this morning behind Our Lady of the Rosary Church.
So are black bears recolonizing Ohio? Here to answer that question is Katie Dennison. She's a wildlife biologist with the Ohio Division of Wildlife. Hi, Katie.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Are black bears making a comeback in Ohio? How many call the state home these days?
Yes, we don't have a good estimate of how many are here, but we do have some good evidence of resident bears. Really, the best evidence we have is when we see sows, female bears with cubs. And we have had a few of those recorded in recent years, particularly in northeast Ohio, Ashtabula and Trumbull County. So that's the best evidence we have of bears really becoming established in the state again.
Does Ohio have good black bear habitat? I mean, why are their numbers increasing?
We do have very good black bear habitat, particularly in the eastern forests of the state. They originally left because of loss of forested habitat as well as unregulated hunting. So they're kind of coming back because of the opposite of that. Forests are being restored, and we now have well-established forests in southeast and northeast Ohio. So they're moving back into those areas. And at the same time, populations are growing in neighboring states because harvest is now regulated in those areas. So there's plenty of bears to move back into Ohio.
The Ohio Department of Natural Resources and the University of Dayton recently fitted a female black bear in northeast Ohio with a GPS collar, right? And I understand there's hope to do this with up to 20 more resident bears. What data are you gathering? What are you hoping to learn from this research?
Particularly, we want to learn about home range size. So how much space do they need? What sort of habitats are they using in Ohio? Reproduction is a big part of what we want to know about. And so that's why having the female collared is especially helpful. So we can go into the den site over the winter and count the number of cubs she has. And then the next year, go in again and see how many of those cubs survived their first year. And then we can also monitor how often she's reproducing. And so all of that information can be put into models to help us come up with some projections for where bears might continue to expand into and how fast we might expect them to expand in the state.
Do you anticipate black bears will continue expanding their range in Ohio?
I do. Yeah, I do. I do think we have a lot of good habitat for them here. It's really just a slow process to get those females established in the state because they don't disperse long distances that males do. And sometimes they'll just establish home ranges that overlap that of their mother. So that can be a very slow process for them to move into a new area. But once they're in that area and reproducing and adding new bears to the population, it goes faster.
Okay, well, since that's the case, if one of us encounters a bear, what should we do? I'm assuming it's not okay to pet their soft-looking ears.
Yes, do not, even though they look cuddly, do not try and pet them. Don't approach them. You want to make yourself look as big as possible. Put your arms up in the air. You can wave them around. You can make a lot of noise, and that'll kind of reinforce that fear of humans in the bear and hopefully get them to move along to another place.
That was Katie Dennison with the Ohio Division of Wildlife. Thanks, Katie.
Thank you for having me.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you on Monday.